before we get it started, first up, I'd love to hear everyone's opinion about Game of Thrones, and particularly this one, because she doesn't watch it. So, Molly, what do you know about the controversial Battle Game of Thrones episode?
I know three things. It exceeded all expectations.
Okay.
It was amazing. It was a woman who delivered the final stab.
Yeah.
And I think it took like 5 years to film or something like that. And like $1 billion.
Maybe not 5 years, but I think, yeah, money was no issue. So I personally thought it was really cool. But the thing is that people really, like, it's very controversial.
Really? Why?
So some people, like, they really didn't like it because some of the characters didn't do much.
Oh, okay.
But then again, it's Game of Thrones. So if you think you know what's going to happen, or if you have a certain expectations, you may be watching the wrong show because they're going to do what you don't think they're going to do, right?
Fair enough.
So anyway,
yeah, that makes sense.
I loved it.
You loved it?
I loved it.
Like,
and I think it's
big
just
heart.
Really... Well done. Like, they shot only at night for like 2 or 3 months.
Okay.
So that's why the whole cast was like depressed and everything. Because they shot from like 6 p.m. to 5 a.m.
Oh, God, terrible.
Every day.
Wow.
To get these like really dark,
really dark,
you know,
misty
gruesome.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Oh,
so I
God.
Think that's really cool. So, anyway, talking about controversial stuff, Molly has a very controversial topic today.
Okay, so Sabrina, it's a very special time in Germany right now.
Yes, it always
in
is.
April, May, June. It's a very exciting time. The internet is full of it.
Yes.
I'm sure your relatives are talking about it every time you call them.
Yep.
Can you guess what I'm talking about?
I already knew when you said it's
okay,
a special
time. Close your
time.
Eyes. I have something for you to smell.
Oh, no, I don't want to smell it.
To guess what it is.
Okay, please don't urinate. Anyway, Molly. That's the only way you smell it as well.
Yo.
Yeah. So, like, if you eat it, you smell it later.
But not everyone.
Oh, no, no, no.
No. There's like a gene, they think. So some people... Okay, so should we start with that?
Okay.
Okay. So everyone knows that when you eat Spargel, asparagus, that usually a couple minutes later or like an hour later, your pee smells like asparagus. But not all people actually have asparagus-smelling pee.
What?
Well, I did read about it last night and it said either people can't smell it, but they do have it, or some people don't have it. The science is kind of like unclear. So I'm taking... You're in the camp where you have it
and
you smell it.
Oh, yeah. And my twin sister. There's no hiding it. Sorry. I freaking hate Spargel.
You hate Spargel.
Okay, and I'm from Germany.
Okay, then I'm going to give this to you.
Thank you.
Not the German one.
Actually, I don't mind the green one. I hate the white one.
Yeah.
Because also, like, I think we're overfed, but everyone, like, seems to really, really love it.
They go
so
crazy for
every
it.
Time I call my parents or family or anyone or I talk to anyone between the time of May to, like, June, I'm going to be like, oh, Sabrina, guess what we're having for lunch? Like, please don't tell me. Wait, I'll get it.
Wait, what could it be?
You have Spargel. It's like 100% everyone has Spargel.
Yeah.
But the way Germans eat Spargel, I'm so sorry to offend anyone who loves Spargel in Germany. I really don't get it. Because it's just the white Spargel, which looks like...
Which is grown in the dark.
Which is grown in the
dark. So it's the same as that one, but it's actually grown in the dark.
Which is why it's white.
Exactly.
So it's very, like, wobbly. It's, like, boiled to oblivion.
And the taste is almost, like, a little bit bitter.
Yeah. It's like and it's just, like, full of, like... It feels like it's also, like...
Yeah,
I don't know.
I know. It's hard to describe.
It looks like a weird alien genitals or something, you know, when it's cooked like this. And then you have the sauce on top, which is just
like a holiday
butter.
Sauce or butter.
Yeah.
And then
like
ham,
oil and stuff.
Potatoes.
And then you have cooked ham on the side.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, so you basically have ham.
With
butter
a vegetable.
And like hollandaise sauce and one boiled vegetable cooked to oblivion that tastes just a little bitter and like nothing. That is not a meal.
So nope, you were never like a Spargel princess?
No.
You've never been to the Spargel
What's
Museum?
What's a Spargel princess?
There's like in the Spargel growing regions, there's like the Spargel Prinzessin, the Spargel Königin, all these types of things.
I don't even know about that.
I'm like more German than you.
No. But what do they do? It's like
they're like
a
the
Spargel
queen, you know? And they're
for
like
a year or something? It's
like
a beauty competition where you're like...
I think so. And then, you get like a Spargel crown.
Nuh-uh.
I read about it on Wikipedia.
Like maybe a scepter built out of asparagus and then they reign for an entire year.
See, that would actually be cool. That'd be kind of like a Game of Thrones one.
Yeah. And maybe they pee everywhere. Sorry, that's disgusting. So Germans consume about 131,000 tons of asparagus during the season.
Yeah. Ugh. And it costs up to 20 euros a kilo.
Because it's grown in the dark.
I know. Isn't that cheaper though?
No, because it's like the first time I saw Spargel like fields, I thought someone was like putting random trash bags on the field.
I know, they're all
and
covered
I started
up.
To remove them because I was like such a hippie and saying like, no,
can't have plastic
to, like,
hair.
Exactly. So it turns out they were growing
Asparagus.
The white
yeah.
alien genital.
Happy Spargelzeit.
Happy Spargelzeit.